Solly mit Breath auf Flux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Die isländische Künstlerin wird am heutigen Abend die Passionskirche bespielen. Schon jetzt ist sie bei mir im Studio. Bevor wir Tickets für das Konzert am heutigen Abend verlosen, sprechen wir nochmal über ihr aktuelles Album Ask the Dark, über etwaige Nachfolger, an denen sie, glaube ich, schon arbeitet und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich aber nochmal Hello and welcome, Soleil.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Cool. Good. You've just arrived from Reykjavik?
Yeah, we arrived last night.
Cool. And you've brought some beautiful weather with you.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on Ask the Deep once again. I mean, it's been out for over a year now, but yeah. We didn't have the chance to talk about it. It's a beautiful, yet strange album to me, you know? When I was listening to it for the first time, I was like, oh my God, it's not the feel-good. It's not exactly the feel-good album of the year, but there's hope in there. And that's what I really love about the album. You've recorded the album in your own little home garage studio in Reykjavik once again, and you do seem to love working on your own. Why is that? Why do you always go back into that little garage and work on your songs there?
Well, it's so funny because the album has been out for a year and I'm at a totally different place right now. So I'll talk a little bit about that. Like I like the last two albums that I did, V-Sync and Ask the Deep, they're both made in the studio alone. And I'm always planning on having someone to do something, but I'm like, no, too shy. Like, I'll just do it on my own. But then things changed in the end of the year, last year.
Okay.
So I'd been touring the album Ask the Deep for a while, and it was really hard. You know, as you said, it's quite hard album in a way. And for me, it was hard to play it and it was hard to tour, and I was feeling kind of like not good. So I decided to make a change decided to become a happier person. And it's been working, and I've been working on a new album now, and it's actually almost finished. And they will be playing songs from that. I brought like additional instrumentalists for tonight, and we're going to play a few songs of the new album, which is a album of hope and spring.
But the garage that you had worked in, that was part of your home, right? House that you're living in.
Yeah, it's just like a old garage that.
So you didn't move as a family, but you moved the musical department, or?
Well, I still have my garage. I bought a baby grand piano, so there's nothing more in it than a baby grand and a computer. But I've been working like my new album. I've been working with people. And like going out of the studio and just like, it's hard. It's really stressful to like play a song and you don't really know how it is. And you're like kind of shy.
How the people react, right?
Yeah. And also just like my band. I'm like, we don't know what we're doing and stuff. But that's going to be like that tonight. I'm going to call it like work in progress.
Yeah.
Those songs, they're not finished, but we just want to play them live and just see how we feel.
I've read about the fact that you kind of like brought a big band with you for tonight's show.
Yeah, in a way, well, bigger band than I'm used to.
Accordion player, right?
Yeah.
Accordion
guitar, guitar/bass and another piano and clarinet and trombone.
Oh, wow.
And drums.
Oh, that sounds so good to me. It's a
and
good mixture.
And they all sing as well.
You've just said that you're starting to be, or that you're planning to be a happier person. I don't think that you've been an unhappy person when you wrote those songs, but you told other journalists that making music is like a therapeutic thing for you. It's like therapy for you. So does making music help you to get there, to go for the goal to be in a happier person?
Well, yeah, I think like Ask the Deep helped me to work on my things that I just kind of had a baby when I was working on the album, and I was totally trying to be a super mom, like trying to breastfeed and make a song and, you know, do all those things, like do the laundry and stuff. But and it's just too much, you know. Now I know.
Yeah.
With next baby, I will definitely just chill.
Yeah.
Like I will be a couch potato for like a year or something.
Yeah. The piano that you've mentioned, I've read about the fact that it's an old piano. It's like, is it a super old piano? Is that true? I've read about the fact that it's been around for a few hundred years.
like the piano that I'm used. I had a piano that was my grandmother's piano.
Yeah,
and she gave it to me. But then I bought a baby grand piano.
Okay.
So, but the other one is like being babysit. I didn't want to sell it.
Yeah, no, because I was thinking, but some old instruments they kind of like store the information.
Yeah, I was so sad when I saw it leave. But when I'll have a bigger studio, I'm gonna take it back.
Yes, that sounds good to me. Your songs do combine a very personal level with something like a short story character. It's not like you sing about your feelings in a very direct way, but they're in there, obviously. But you do tell short stories like in Aventir, that song that we're going to be listening to right now. That's a super creepy story that you're singing about there. It's about a guy in Brazil who got buried alive. How do you come across those stories? Or when you, I think that you do write the music first, right? Mm-hmm. And then the lyrics come. Mm-hmm. So when you have a few minor chords combined, you'd be like, oh, I gotta look for a super creepy story in the news, or how do you get there?
Oh, yeah, that was actually just on the internet. I just saw it. I was like, oh, that's so horrible. Yeah. Let's make a song out of it. I'm just really hope that this guy is alive.
Yeah, I think he was found by a woman that was on the. It's creepy.
It's like,
creepy
who
shit.
Who does that?
Creepy shit.
Who writes music about that?
I know who does that actually. But speaking of the upcoming music that you're working on already, I've read about the fact, and you just told us that most of the stuff is kind of finished. Mm-hmm. It's so far that you can present it to other people, obviously. Mm-hmm. So what has changed when we're talking about the new music? There's more musicians on there. Have you used some major chords maybe as well this time?
More major chords. Woo! Yes. I was doing that show in April, in the first time when I performed it, and this is the second time when we'll perform it tonight, but the first time I was like, I played like a lot of like old songs, and then I started the first song and it starts with a major chord, and I was like, I started in a minor, and I was like, ding, ding, ding. I was like, oh my God, I'm just so used to going always to the minor chords. Then I went to the major chord, and I was like, oh, this is not me. But then I just like, it's me. It's the new me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I'm going to make like happy pop music, but it's a hope for me. I was like, I can't be in the dark for my whole life. I just have to at least try to like crawl up. I guess.
But we spoke about the therapeutic part of making music, and I really think that if you do compose many songs with minor chords, it probably makes you a happier person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you let it all out, all the sad stuff. It's leaving the body, it's
exactly.
leaving the soul.
Yeah.
And you can be like, you can hum major chords in your private life.
I'm not that, it's not that I'm like kind of like sad all the time, but I get really sad, you know. The world is really
true, especially this year. It seems to be more sad than before,
than ever.
Let's not go there. Let's listen to a sad song about a man who got buried alive instead to get out of that deep black hole. Soleil mit Aventir auf Flux FM. In der Tat ein Lied über einen Mann, der in Brasilien lebendig begraben und dann von einer Frau, die zufällig über den Friedhof lief, gerettet wurde. Soleil auf Flux FM. Heute Abend in der Passionskirche. Tickets verlosen wir dann gleich. Aventir. It's the Icelandic word for adventure, for Abenteuer.
Abenteuer,
Wow. Do you speak German, actually?
Nein, ein bisschen.
Ein bisschen. Auch because your record company is in Berlin, right?
Well, no. I studied like German in school, but I've been here like a million times. So
yeah.
I guess eventually you can order an espresso.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most
easy.
Important thing.
Yeah, it's most important.
No, but I read that your solo career kind of like started in Berlin because Thomas More, the boss of More Music, he asked you if you have solo material when you were here with your band Sieber, with the old school band Sieber.
My teenage band.
Yeah, it's been a long time actually since then,
We played a show in like in May or something.
Really?
So yeah, I was really sad. My our bass player Dore, he was living in like this huge house, but he had like a studio. But he was kind of living there. He wasn't supposed to, but he was living there. And then someone put a fire on, like, on the building. It's like a huge building, and so he lost everything.
Oh no!
Not himself.
Yeah. Not his
life. Luckily, not his life. But so we had like a concert to like raise money for them, and then Seabird played.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really fun.
A good reason to bring the Seabird crew back again.
Yeah, exactly.
You've toured with the guy from Seabird, with Sinfang as well.
Yeah.
With Sindri as Sinfang as well. Yeah. Do you actually do stuff with him still, or are you concentrating on your own
Well,
stuff?
He fired me from Sinfang.
Thanks. Sorry for bringing that up.
No, it's more of a joke than... Okay. No. Yeah, I just always say it just to make him annoyed.
Did you know that she said it again on German radio, that you fired her?
He said in some radio interview that the reason why he fired me was because I was always drunk.
Okay.
I was like, that's not true. So I'm just going to like have my revenge.
Yeah.
But we're good friends, and we're planning on like doing a little project maybe next year.
Okay.
With some other
people. But it's going to be something different from Sinfang and Seabear.
Sinfang just finished an album, and it's
without you.
Well, I sing on one song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
He can't let go of me.
I'm going to fire you, but can you please sing on that one song?
Yeah.
Please, Soleil. You are a classically trained composer. You really learned about composing music, and I want to know, how important are restrictions for you when it comes to writing songs? Because I have the feeling that you carefully choose the instruments that you're going to work with before you start diving into the composing part. Mm-hmm. Does it? I think that it really helps if you restrict yourself to a certain group of instruments before you start writing. How important is that for you as an artist?
Yeah, I think, like, of course, I think of the sound before I start doing an album. I think of think of colors and stuff like that, like what's going to happen. So like with my new album, that I am definitely going to maybe record it live. That's something that I've never done before, and I'm very excited of like just rehearsing like the songs and make them, you know, kind of perfect in a way. And I haven't really like decided on the instruments that I want to have on the album, like if I want to have woodwinds or like brass or stuff like that. So I'm kind of experimenting with that, like during my kind of work in progress concerts.
Cool.
You know,
that's the old school way to do it, basically.
I know, it's so fun.
Yeah, that's like all the bands in the 70s have done it like that. They road tested their songs.
Yeah.
And if they realized, oh, the audiences, they react to that song in a certain way, we can change it up in this direction or in that direction.
Exactly.
And then you record it live with the whole band and stuff.
It's like
cool.
Getting away from like just being alone in a corner of a room, just like recording everything like silently. It's more just like being open to
it's a different way of getting lost in music, definitely.
Exactly, and it's just so much more fun to do it with people, I guess. That's maybe something that I was missing.
Yeah, and what I love about music that's been recorded live is the fact that there's tiny little mistakes in there, and it breathes, and it is alive in the true sense of the word. You know what I'm saying? If you're working on your own with a computer, and I know that you
auto-tune.
Not auto-tune, but you are a person, an artist that is possessed with details as well.
Yeah.
So you can get really lost in the sound of a snare drum for like years.
Oh yeah, and you never release it. You know, that's one of the reasons why I just want to do this album very quickly. I just want to get it out and just like, you know, don't stop on the details. You know, of course, you know, I don't want to make an album that's not finished, but like just let the mistakes be, not mistakes, mistakes are kind of, they're good. Like, it's good for me to say it, you know, but you know, when someone tells me like, it's fine if you make mistakes, you know, it's always good to tell someone else too.
Yeah, that's
mistakes
true.
Are fine. But I love when I'm at the show and I'm like, and the person is just like, you know, there's just something and I'm like, oh, this is so human.
Yeah. And,
so
and,
nice.
And if one's listening to old school Marvin Gaye songs and stuff where you can feed him, where you can hear him putting his feet on the ground you know, there's so many mistakes in those songs that you can listen to them for 1,000 times without being bored.
Yeah.
And that's another advantage, I think, of recording live music. But on the other hand, as you just said, I can understand that as well. If you're in the studio with the band and the guitar player does make a little mistake, you probably go like, can we record it again, please?
The evil eye.
Like, yeah. What have you done there?
Yeah.
So you're going to road test some of the new songs on tonight's show. Wow, that's so interesting. I'm looking forward to that stuff. What I love about your music is the fact that your songs have a certain cinematic quality to it. As I just said, it combines personal stories with short stories, and one does have a film in one's head when one's listening to your music. Mm-hmm. Do you actually work with filmmakers sometimes? Do you have plans to score a film maybe one day?
I really want to do that. Mm. I've done like few like short films, but it's definitely something that I really want to do.
Yeah.
Like theater or movies or something like that.
Because I mean, as a professional trained composer, you can basically sit down with the director of a movie as well and discuss stuff with him and present stuff with him.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cool. So I'm looking forward not only to the new album that's going to come out, I think, in 2017, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the first major Hollywood movie Woo-hoo! With Soleil's music that's playing. I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you.
Thank you for visiting.
Thank you so much.
And best of luck for the upcoming recording sessions. Mm-hmm. Say hi to the other musicians.
I will.
Encourage them to make little mistakes, but only really small ones. And then we'll meet again in a year or so when you finish the new album, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Cool.
Definitely.
Soleil Stephansdottir war bei mir im Studio. Als Soleil wird sie heute Abend in der Passionskirche spielen, und für das Konzert verlose ich Tickets unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück Soleil heute Abend in der Passionskirche. Thanks again. Bye bye.